Hello everyone and welcome to the very first episode of the Ask NMD podcast series. This is your host Lily Asomfak and our guest today is a young space advocate and an award-winning student from Nigeria. Hi Nelly, so tell us.
Who is Nelly? Your bio tells us that you're an award-winning law student and a space enthusiast. So when did your love for space actually begin?
Okay. My love for space, I really can't say with mathematical precision like when it started, but I know that I've always like, when I was in primary school, I've always liked this question when they asked us back then, who was the first man to walk on the moon? And we all said Neil Armstrong. That was my favorite quiz question. Like, I really like the idea of someone being able to walk on the moon. And growing up in a local community where we just kind of like moon watching and stargazing, stories by moonlight kind of thing, we always had these opportunities. Like, I had the opportunity to always like stargaze and just arouse this love for space. So it dates back to when I was little. Then when I came to high institution, I eventually got into humanities and arts. So I was a law student and I found out about space law in my second year. That was when I found out about space law, and then I started doing my personal and private research on the course.
It actually takes a lot for you to have a different background, not a science or tech background, and then you're still in love with all the space things, you know, because there are still people in the tech industry who are not interested. To find someone like you, it's indeed rare. So you carry out some trainings there in Nigeria. Can you tell us more about it?
All right. So after I got interested in space law and started doing my research on it, I eventually started talking about it. I started telling people that space law is this emerging field of law. It's so interesting. What do you think of it? Is it something I can maybe start a career in much later when I'm done with school? And then one thing led to another, and the more I asked questions, the more I got involved, the more I was able to learn. So after participating in Manfred Lack's Space Law competition and some other competitions that were an AC right thing, I just looked for a way to get involved. I was able to gain satisfactory knowledge on space law and policy, and also how to go about space awareness in a place where people really don't know much about space. So most of the trainings and sessions I hold are introduction to space law and policy, like the basics for those that may not know what it's about, and also capacity building on space law for students in Africa. So I take up a lot of classes and capacity building training, like this is what you should do if you want to know more about space law and the industry. And then I also help promote space science education for young children and young people. That's what my NGO does. I am part of an NGO that we promote space education for young people by helping them have this platform where they can engage and talk. We organized like the first space science competition in my region earlier this year, in March before the COVID period, and would have done more, but schools are out of session. So far, so good. That's what I've been into.
I'm going to highlight a little on the space science training you do, training young students. I think it's very important because it sets a foundation for the next generation of space scientists and space engineers, you know. Because growing up, I think you might have the same situation as me, because in Africa, a lot of people do not talk about space. It's quite a new industry. So giving this foundation to the young people, like the ones you're training, I think it's really amazing. So you've been speaking about space law. What exactly is space law and policy?
Okay, in a nutshell, space law is that field of law. You can consider it like a conglomeration of different legal principles and regulations, legislations, international treaties that tend to provide rules that would govern human activities in outer space, and also space activities on Earth that eventually affect what we do and how we do what we do in outer space. So to make it really, really simple, it's just that field of law that has to do with regulation of man's activity in space, or regulations of man's activities on Earth, but some way affect outer space affairs. That's what space law is about, in a nutshell. It's really broad. It affects other disciplines. Like, other disciplines affect space law, and like its scope is a bit wide, because you have to talk about environmental law, armed conflicts law, intellectual property, etc.
All right, though I got a little bit lost. All there.
Okay. Let me try to make it really, really plain. So you know how in every field of life, in every field of every discipline, we just need legal rules to regulate what we do, so that people don't go overboard, so that states and governments won't go beyond their jurisdiction or beyond their boundaries. So when Yuri Gagarin, the first flight in 1957, after that period in the late 50s and early 60s, the countries actually came together to say, since we are now venturing into outer space, we need to come up with principles, we need to come up with rules, agreements. What can we do in outer space? And what can't we do in outer space? So, in a nutshell, space law manages and regulates activities related to outer space. It's just a set of rules that tend to apply in the exploration and use of outer space or celestial bodies. So example is, the basic principle we can say is, outer space cannot be appropriated, and celestial bodies can't be appropriated. So basically, you can't own the moon. Someone can come up tomorrow and say, I own Jupiter. So that is what space law does, yes.
All right. So I'm certain among these laws, it should also state that every country and individual has a place in space, right? So it's not restricted.
Basically, how it is put is that outer space is res communis. Res communis means that it belongs to all of us, kind of. It's not something one person can own. So it is free for exploration to everybody. So Nigeria can explore outer space, America can explore outer space, Russia, China, different countries, and even private companies too. Like, we have a very strong private sector now in the space industry. They can also explore outer space. So that's just it.
So still on this line, does it mean two or three students from, let's say, a university can decide to build maybe a small satellite and then launch it into space without getting any sort of legalization?
Oh, not at all. So that is why we have these space laws, right? If you're going to maybe launch a satellite or whatever, then you have to go through the process of registering such a satellite. So there's a registration convention that actually, there's an agreement that regulates how these things should be launched, whatever is sent to outer space, how it should be launched, and where the permission is to be gotten to and everything. So basically, in the legal regime of space affairs, countries are responsible for the acts of their nationals and for the acts of companies in their country that launch anything into outer space. So there has to be all these regulations and rules in place. If not, we are going to have a lot of anarchy when it comes to space affairs. So you can't just wake up and really launch something. There's actually like legal processes you have to go through.
All right. So a country like Cameroon, for example, that doesn't have a space agency yet, and is not involved as a nation into the space industry, even though, or there are a few people who are interested in space science and technology, do you think, or from a space law point of view, is it okay that probably a private company decides to launch a satellite into space?
Yes, sure, they can. But that satellite still has to be registered under a registry. We have an international registry for space objects that is regulated by under the the convention was initiated by the UN. So there is an international registry. Then we also have national registry. So even if your country doesn't have a national space agency or a body in your country to register that space object, there are still international standards. There are still international registries for space objects that you can register with under the UN.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
from your point of view, like in your opinion, why should everyone get involved with space? What do you think it is that you can tell somebody who isn't all educated in how space science or space law goes? What would you tell them is the importance of their involvement in space?
All right. Okay. The first thing the person has to understand is that space is the future, and it affects every area and every facet of our lives. It affects health, communication, transportation, agriculture. Like for us here in Africa, we are most concerned with using space technologies to better our lives, like the socioeconomic importance of space applications. That is what we are most concerned about in Africa. So it depends on the audience I'm speaking to. But if I'm going to be speaking to my fellow Africans or anybody, we have to look at the fact that space technology is not just about exploration. Although exploration is exciting, we want to go to Mars, we want to go to other planets. But we also have to look at the practical day-to-day advantages that space tech has on our lives, like GPS and weather prediction, disaster management, everything. So if I'm going to speak to someone, then I have to emphasize on the fact that this is not just about exploration. It's also about making lives better for people. It's about securing our future as humanity, securing our future as a continent. And if you notice, most of these countries that are really advanced in tech and everything, they have a really stable and prosperous space sector because it influences research that benefits other sectors. So even if we are going to look at it from that point of view, you'll find that space affects everything we do. So that's the reason why we have to be we have to get involved.
All right. Thank you so much. And hopefully this inspires the youth of Africa. I think the main reason why a lot of young people in Africa don't get involved from my observation is that they are not exposed, right? So they don't know how to start, because most schools probably, I'm going to use Cameroon, I don't know how things go in Nigeria. There is no such place where you learn anything like astrophysics or aerospace engineering or all those cool stuff, you see. So I think if more educational bodies could get involved and understand that space is the future, like you said. You recently got selected for the under 30 young innovators in the space industry.
Yeah.
So how did it all happen?
Okay, well, I was nominated for the award, and then the judges that looked at our profiles from all of different nominees, over 100 nominees in Africa, and then I was chosen, especially reflecting the space law and policy category. If you look at other awardees, most of them are aerospace engineers that dip into space tech and science, but I'm into space tech and science or space business and entrepreneurship. But I'm more tipped into space law and policy because that is my field. So over time, in less than a year, I was able to carry out a lot of space law and policy research, and like helped in organizing webinars. I encouraged a lot of universities to get involved. I just gave my best, really. It wasn't for the purpose of any award, so to say. But since this is something I really love, this is something I really want to see grow in my continent, I feel really appreciated that I was eventually able to get nominated for the award and awarded eventually. So It's really nothing much to say. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You. Thank you very much, Lily.
Say, I'm indeed proud of you. And you're still a student. That's the part.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sometimes people wonder, but I'm actually in my finals. In my final year, I hope to get a license to finally practice next year when I get called to the Nigerian bar. And then I want to proceed to pursue a master's degree in air and space law. And I want to be a space lawyer and a space diplomat. That's my own personal career ambition. So, but in the meantime, I'm still a student. I'm still learning every day.
All right. That's awesome. I can't wait to call you our space lawyer.
I really can't wait to do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Please keep doing the good work you already started and keep making Africa proud. I know for a fact that it only gets better. In the next 2-3 years, Africa is going to be at a level that...
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely agree with you. We are making progress, although it's a bit slow, but we are making... And we need more young people out there to give in their best for the growth of this sector in the continent.
Yeah. So thank you very much. We have come to the end. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much again, Nelly. And see you next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted. Rate and review this podcast and share with your friends. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to have you back. Bye.